Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for the Secretariat for this very comprehensive and very clear, transparent presentation of the financial contribution, but also of the in-kind contribution. It's a lot what you put all together. It's very important. Switzerland, we advocate in favor of a sustainable and predictable financial mechanism under the convention. We think that all parties can see an added value at the convention and should contribute their fair share to the financing of activities deciding under the work plans and also for the implementation of the long-term strategy until 2030. Actually, it's a matter of coherence and also of solidarity to provide the adequate means for the implementation of the convention and to share the burden of their contribution proportionally among them and also equitably. The UN scale of assessment adjusted to the regional dimension of the UNECE can be used as an indication about what constitutes its fair share. So it's good to have it as indication. Switzerland's contribution to the convention has always been predictable and could be an example to follow. It is what the Secretariat mentioned. We finance about 70,000 Swiss francs a year, and sometimes very special project, as you mentioned this year for Kazakhstan and Central Asia with these tailing management facilities, implementation of the guidelines, and they are really in line with the recommendation also adopted by the government to implement the environmental performance review recommendation. So for us, it's important, and why does Switzerland finance especially special activities in Central Asia? It is, and in Azerbaijan, it is because we are in the same group in the global environmental facilities. And also in the Global Environmental Facility or by UNDP, perhaps you can gain some experience and financing of a specific project, as you mentioned it, with money from foreign departments. So regarding the draft decision you mentioned, we are in favor. We support this draft decision of fostering implementation of the sustainable financial mechanism under the convention that the parties have adopted in 2012. And I think you will make a second round of comments regarding the next point for the biennium. Thank you.